The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached and did him homage, saying, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." And he stretched out his hand, and he touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." And his leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed, and that will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. Have to contain the miracle here. It's wonderful. In order to understand the power of the moment in this gospel, we have to go back and look at something about the Mosaic law. Jesus says, in order to prove to them, you have to offer a gift that Moses prescribed. So one or two words so that we understand the power of this moment in the gospel. The Torah, sacred to the Jews, also referred as the Mosaic Law or the Pentateuch. Sometimes you'll see in your Bible the Pentateuch. It's merely a Greek word. It means five books. So the Torah is made up of the five books, the beginning of the what we call the Old Testament. We have Exodus, and we have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the five books that make up the Torah. And this is the Mosaic Law. And the Mosaic Law is very sacred to all Jewish people. Jesus being an observant Jew, the Mosaic Law was critically important. Now, there are many other codes of law way back in the time of the Mosaic Law. You had Babylonian code and you had a Sumerian code of law. But this was different because when you violated the law of the Torah, the Mosaic Law, not only were you offending society, you were offending God. Whereas the other codes of law were merely a civil observance, so to speak. But this one had a gravity to it because when you violated the Mosaic Law, you were not just offending the community, you were offending God. First thing about the Mosaic Law. The second thing is, clearly Jesus observed the Mosaic Law. However, he violated the law when he thought it was necessary. Now, when he touches the leper, he breaks the Mosaic Law. And that was originally put in there to preserve the community from the contagion of disease. You know, we had this now with our masks and social distancing. We said, you gotta do this to protect the community. Originally, there was such a fear about leprosy, and it wasn't Hansen's disease as we understand it today. Any kind of a blemish on the skin was considered to be leprosy as we read it in the scriptures. And it was, in its origin, something to protect the common good. And then it took on this adornment of being something holy, given to us by God to protect the people. Therefore, when Jesus touches the leper, he himself becomes unclean. He's ritually unclean. And the Mosaic Law would demand that he goes to the priest and he goes through a ritual of cleansing. Now, that's why when Jesus heals the leper, he said, go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice and follow the ritual which is required by the Mosaic Law. The teaching we get from this moment, and it will appear again, by the way, in Sunday's Gospel, which is coming up, about the Mosaic Law, the teaching we get is there are certain laws that are important, and then there are certain laws that are less important. Clearly, healing the leper and touching the leper, while it violated the Mosaic Law, was a necessary reach by Jesus in order to heal the man's disease. And therefore, the good of the healing took precedence over the demand of the law. However, he observes the Mosaic Law by telling the leper, you must go to the priest. And when he goes through the ritual with the priest, he will be reconciled with the community. It wasn't just his disease that was his burden. His real burden was he was separated from the community. He was not allowed to go into anybody's home. He had to wear tattered clothing. Read the book of Leviticus, chapter 13 and 14. You'll read all about the leprosy. He had to announce his presence from a distance, that he was unclean, so that everybody knew he was coming. So the leper was isolated from society. And that was probably his greatest burden, not so much his disease, but his loneliness, his separation from his family and from his community. And that's why Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priest. When you go through the cleansing, then you will be reconciled with the community. Not only your disease is healed, but your unity with the community is restored. That's very important for us to keep in mind, because there are times when we demand things of law that really wound and separate and break community. It's rather important to begin to weigh the dominant good, which is standing before us to be somehow executed, whether in fact keeping this law will really damage the community, separate somebody, create a wound, distance the person from Jesus Christ, or whether in fact the greater good will be served by healing the leper, welcoming the person, blessing the person. It's a discernment. And you'll find this over and over again in the healing of Jesus, where he will touch the leper, he will allow this woman who has this issue of blood in Sunday's Gospel coming up to touch the hem of his garment and be healed. You'll find this over and over again. The fasting laws, for instance, Jesus will not observe the Torah in terms of laws of fasting. That's a good thing to keep us in mind, because sometimes we become very rigid and legalistic. We have a code in the church. We have a code of canon law, which is necessary. We need some order. You can't just get the code of canon law and throw it out. At the same time, you have to be cautious not to deify the law. If you deify the law, the order which the law is meant to create will be abused, and you will have a disorder. I've often wondered about that. You know, people come to see me and they're worried about something. And I say, well, we have laws in our society. We have a green light and a red light. You have to stop when it's red and you go when it's green. This is meant to create social order. If we didn't have that, we'd have a kind of a chaos. At the same time, if you deify this and you say this cannot be broken, then you have a fire truck or paramedics. You can't go through a red light because we have deified the law. And instead of creating order, you create a different kind of disorder. Keep that in mind when we become very rigid and strict about laws, that sometimes the greater good will be served, as Jesus shows in this gospel, by somehow mitigating the severity of the law. pause now for a moment of prayer.